Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion. Today I'm here with Andrew Brust to talk about his new course, Understanding NoSQL. Andrew is the founder and CEO of Blue Badge Insights, an analysis, strategy, and advisory firm serving Microsoft customers and partners. Andrew is also a Microsoft Regional Director and MVP, an advisor to the New York Technology Council, and co-author of the forthcoming Programming Microsoft SQL Server 2012. Andrew is also the newest blogger on ZDNet, covering big data in his blog, appropriately named Big on Data. And you can access that blog at bit.ly/BigOnData, all lowercase. Hi, Andrew. It's good to talk with you today.
Hey, Fritz. Thanks for having me.
So this new course of yours, Understanding NoSQL, this is a pretty hot topic these days. We hear the term NoSQL being thrown around a lot. Your course goes through six different modules covering the topic. You start off with a discussion of what NoSQL is, the technology breakdown, where it's a killer app, what good is relational in that context. You talk then about NoSQL and the Microsoft stacks available, and NoSQL, that ultimate decision of NoSQL, relational, or both. So it gives people a good perspective on sort of where this technology fits in.
Right.
I thought it might be good for listeners if we kind of start with that first module, the question you posed there, which is, what is NoSQL, right? Let's get that definition out of the way and then sort of get your take on what that word actually means.
Great. Yeah, it's important to get it out of the way because honestly, it's not a very good name. the use of the structured query language, SQL, in a way is immaterial. What NoSQL databases are really about are being non-relational and in many cases being free of any schema within their tables, believe it or not. So it's looser in terms of structure. It's typically non-relational. Sometimes SQL is supported, sometimes it's not, but overall it's a place for storing information and data, but it's not quite the same as a sort of relational business-oriented database where every row looks exactly the same and everything's normalized and related.
Right. And just to sort of make it clear in my mind, most of the motivation, we'll talk more about sort of the decision between relational and NoSQL, but most of the motivation to go to NoSQL is to for building scalable sites that tend to have more read access than sort of referential integrity issues and write access. Is that generally correct?
Yeah, typically it's about sites that need to scale to really huge audiences on the internet, but their sort of data storage and retrieval needs are actually pretty simple. What they may be pulling out is information about a product or preference information for a user, and the whole notion of doing things transactionally around, you know, commerce transactions or stock trades or anything like that isn't really part of the equation. So the biggest importance is around speed and availability, consistency, and transactionality kind of come in second place, if that.
I see. So in the course, you go over kind of four different kinds of NoSQL databases. Do you want to cover that here? Just touch on what each type is?
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea. The most common type is something called a key value store. And most programmers will be familiar with key value constructs from building associative arrays or dictionaries, that sort of data structure. So imagine a whole database that was based on that. For, you know, again, basic storage and retrieval, that's good enough. Next comes something called a document store, which is very geared to JavaScript and storing data in the form of JavaScript objects. It ends up being very JavaScript friendly. It's able to express data as JavaScript object notation, and so a lot of developers like it. The third category is something called a wide column store, and this is a hugely important category because most big data, so-called big data scenarios, involve wide column stores in combination with something called Hadoop. And last but not least is something called a graph database, which really focuses on relationships between objects. If you think of the term social graph, you start to understand why these are called graph databases, because it's really about, again, storing networks and understanding the relationships between nodes in those networks. And it's based on that. It turns out that really all four have a physical basis in key value stores, by the way. But obviously, document stores, wide column, and graph databases have a higher level of abstraction.
And it sounds like each of these kind of have their own targeted applications, depending on what your data looks like and what your sort of scalability requirements are.
Yeah, I mean, like most things in technology, you know, it's not always clear cut, but there are some kind of key scenarios that work well for each of the four. Social media works really well for graph databases. Big data works best with wide column. Key value is more of a generalist approach, and document stores work really well if you want to build a web application that's tightly intertwined with the data, or maybe you're even getting some of the content out of the database itself.
Now, I should mention that in the course, Andrew goes into demos and a variety of different NoSQL databases and sort of compares and contrasts the interface to each and how you work with the data. And then, as I mentioned before, he kind of culminates with this discussion of NoSQL relational or both. And not to give away the end of the story, but I thought that might be a interesting thing to address here as well, since we don't really want to have a time or way to do demos. So do you want to give a crack at that? What's your perspective on where NoSQL fits into the developers, you know, the web developers or the day-to-day developers' arsenal? And how does it relate to relational?
Right. And of course, you know, that's really the impetus for having a course on this, is because there's been so much excitement around NoSQL that there's also been a reaction in the marketplace of wondering whether NoSQL should be used as a replacement for relational overall. And, you know, I guess I don't want to give away the whole ending to the course, but I'm at least comfortable saying that they really each address different sets of scenarios, and one really is not a replacement for the other. It's probably important to realize that we can use a NoSQL database where maybe a relational database would be better. And in the past, a number of us have probably used relational databases in sort of NoSQL scenarios. So it does make sense to kind of clarify that and realize that it may be better applied. NoSQL may be better applied in certain situations that you weren't aware of. But by and large, they really are complementary in a lot of ways.
So SQL Server and Oracle are pretty much safe in the near future, is the short of that?
I certainly think so. I happen to be an author of a book about SQL Server, so that should tell you something right there. We've really got different disciplines here. The document database variety may have, in a way, the most overlap because it has so much developer appeal. But we'll have to see how that plays out.
Interesting. Well, great. Thanks very much, Andrew. This is Andrew Brust with his new course, Understanding NoSQL. I look forward to additional courses from you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.